The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. 7-11. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Hold on, I need a little sip of my dew. Oh, sweet caffeine. Sweet caffeine on a Friday. Happy Friday, by the way, everybody. Welcome to it. We're going to keep it going right now with everyone's favorite, your morning dump. Feels good.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. That's right. Even though Hunter's not here, I'm still going to do that. Anyway, have things gotten boring in the bedroom? Well, it might be time to repaint. A survey by Travelodge, which, why is Travelodge doing surveys? That's right. That's a hotel chain, right? Travelodge Hotel. Anyway, well, they found that people who painted their room a caramel color had more sex 3 times a week on average. And if you thought of painting your room red would equate to more passion, not so much. People who slept in red bedrooms had sex just once a week on average. So if you're looking to, knock to boots, apparently a caramel or caramel color. I don't know about that. Caramel color? Isn't that a little turdish in my mind? I don't know. Maybe it's nice. Maybe it's the warm, calming colors. Like eggshell. I don't like going all crazy with the colors on the walls. And it's not like I'm doing it and I'm looking like, these walls are really doing it for me. I think if you're getting turned on by the color of walls, you got some bigger problems to kind of sort out. All right. Other than the lack of sex in your bedroom. Like, honey, I'm really turned on by the walls. What? Really? Really? I mean, I've heard people are getting turned on by holes in the walls, but that's a totally different thing. It's a totally different thing. You know, if your significant other is starting to drill holes in the wall, like, just let me have this. I just have this one weird little kink about holes in the walls, about, waist high, if you know what I'm saying. Just right in this region right here. Anyway, so if you're looking to spice things up, just paint your walls, I guess. Not red, though. Not red. That is the no-bone color. Lastly, Apple has just unveiled the iPhone 12, but the charger and the headphones will be sold separately. I'm glad Hunter's not here because he'd lose it. His mind would just go, pfft. Anyway, Apple's no longer including that stuff in the box, and your old charger won't work with it either. The new iPhone starts at $700, has a beefed-up low-light camera, and 5G compatible. There's also an iPhone Pro with a 6.7-inch display and the 5.4-inch mini, obviously, if you want to pretend like you got huge hands. All right, look, I've looked into this because when I first read this story, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Now, I recently switched to the iPhone, and I do like it. I really do. I got the iPhone 7 because I'm cheap, and I don't know. I just didn't want to buy the new one. But I will say, there is something about Apple that just angers me so much, and that is the fact that they are just ripping us off. Like, they literally got rid of the headphone jack, so you have to buy an adapter if you don't have the headphones. Now, I will say, when I bought the new phone, it came with the headphones. That's great. That's awesome. But if I got to go out and buy those again, they are more expensive. And now, they're not going to have the charger or the headphones in there. They're sold separately. And their whole big thing is, we want to cut down on waste. This is an environmental decision. Really? Really? An environmental decision? Come on, Apple. Just be straight up with us. I'd rather have them just say, you know what we're doing? We're screwing you over. That's it. Long and short of it. You're going to keep buying our products. You might as well. And to be fair, we've done it. We've built them in to this horrible juggernaut of a company that rips us off left and right because we feel it necessary to buy the new phone every 6 months. We don't need to. The iPhone 7 is not, when all they're doing now is updating the cameras, come on, all right? Unless I can take this new phone into my caramel colored bedroom and make sweet love to it, there's no reason to buy the latest one for, what was that one? It was like $1,100. Come on, Apple. Come on. For the environment, my ass. It's to pad those already huge wallets that you guys are walking around with. It's everyone that works at Apple, or at least as a CEO, walks with a limp because their wallets are so heavy with our money that they can't walk right. All right. Well, there you go. So we got carameled color doing it, walls, and Apple ripping us off once again. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.